This is Discover Your Past, your podcast about the history of Quebec's Eastern Townships, its peoples, politics, and economy. My name is Jacqueline Collar, and today we'll talk about the British American Land Company. In 1824, a land development company was founded in order to settle and develop Upper Canada. This company, founded by John Galt, was called the Canada Land Company. Galt also wished to create a similar institution that would contribute to the development of the Eastern Townships. Associates who promoted this project had ties to the British administration. John Galt and Edward Elice were co-founders of this group because it wished to invest significant capital to favor the settlement of British immigrants in the Eastern Townships, thus changing the demographic face of Lower Canada. This group would succeed in controlling local opinion and in seeing this project come to fruition. The Patriot Party, which counted several citizens of American origins among its ranks, was opposed to this project. In 1833, Samuel Brooks, an American merchant and former candidate for the British Tories, was sent to London with a petition in favor of the creation of the establishment of a land development company. In 1834, the British American Land Company was established and granted 343,995 hectares of land in the Eastern Townships. Between 1834 and 1837, the British American Land Company would widely promote the area. It praised the beauty of the landscape and of the hilly terrain. Advertisement boasting the region's proximity to the cities of Montreal and Quebec were circulated. Some also claimed that the region had escaped the cholera epidemic. When settlement began, individuals purchased land for profit. The company, as agreed, built roads, bridges, and mills. Starting in 1840, a new character began to have a significant impact on the region's development. Alexander Galt, son of John Galt, became a local administrator for the British American Land Company. In his view, it was imperative to attract American and Canadian settlers, as they were the ones who best adapted to the modest conditions of the Eastern Townships territory. The company also allowed individuals to spread their payments over time and accepted in-kind reimbursement of tardy payments. Between 1844 and 1855, the company invested in the development of mills, industrial manufacturing plants, and railways. The purpose was to make the Eastern Townships region more accessible and attractive to investors and immigrants. In 1852, the British American Land Company successfully convinced the St. Lawrence and the Atlantic Railway to pass through the city of Sherbrooke rather than through Stansted. From this moment on, Sherbrooke's elite became a united group that dominated the political, social, and economic landscapes. The British American Land Company was active until 1850, but most land plots were sold prior to 1910. Did you know? Over the years, as the Eastern Townships was settled and as the population shifted, the names of many towns and villages have changed with time. Cownsville was once known as Nelsonville, Ayersclift as Ayers Flat, and even earlier, it was Langmaid's Flat, and Bishopton was once Bishop's Crossing. Also notably, up until the early 1900s, the town of Bury was known by the name of Robinson. The origins of Bury's original name are still somewhat unclear, but it has been argued that it was first named Robinson in the 1830s after a gentleman who was working with the British American Land Company. The town of Robinson was founded in 1839 with the establishment of a post office by that name. Although the township of Bury was officially opened for settlement in 1803, it was not until the British American Land Company became involved that the settlers began to immigrate to the area. Lemuel Pope and Thomas Stokes were among the first settlers in what would become the village of Robinson. Both the Pope and the Stokes families left their mark on the town's industries through the establishment of sawmills, a general store, and a carriage factory. In the 1870s, the International Railway constructed a rail line through Robinson, which eventually became a part of the Canadian Pacific Railway. The train station built at Robinson was known as the Bury Station, and it is believed that this was the beginning of the end for Robinson. By 1911, the town was officially renamed Bury. Join us next time when we talk about the emergence of a local economy.
Discover Your Past is produced by the Eastern Townships Resource Center and Toast Radio, the student radio station at Bishop's University. The podcast has been made possible through funding from the Quebec government's Secretariat for Relations with English-Speaking Quebecers.